Mysterious Russian Soul. The Russian word «dusha» is most closely translated into English word «soul». This word's widespread use and flexibility in everyday speaking is one way in which the Russian soul manifests itself. In Russia, a person's soul or «dusha» is the key to a person's identity and behavior. It is almost impossible to rationalize what Russians themselves refer to as «dusha». To help you understand how important this concept is for Russian language, let's go through a few phrases using this word. Как твоя душа поживает? How are you? Как твоя душа поживает? Or literally, how is your soul doing? You can use this line when you really mean it. Be prepared for longer conversation than just a quick response. Alternatively, use a standard how are you, which is как дела? When you are unwell or something is wrong, you could use this phrase. У меня душа болит. У меня душа болит. This literally means my soul is unwell, my soul is hurting. This is a very emotional response indicating real trouble, which can be physical, emotional or both. And again. У меня душа болит. У меня душа болит. A lighter version of this would be У меня на душе нелегко. У меня на душе нелегко. This literally means my soul is feeling uneasy. This would indicate some anxiety, discomforts or trouble. У меня на душе нелегко. У меня на душе нелегко. And here's another very special phrase. Душа моя. Душа моя. Душа моя. Literally means you are my soul or my soul. Usually used with very close friends and those you really connect with. You can simply refer to them as «душа моя». Using this phrase with someone you don't really know that well can be an icebreaker and make them smile, but it can also cause confusion or even negative response, so be careful. Бездушевный. Бездушевный. Literally, someone without a soul. It is a harsh descriptor used by Russians to describe someone cold-blooded, ruthless or offensive. The opposite of бездушевный will be someone душевный, a very warm, genuine and spiritual person. Душевный. Душевный. Душа в пятки ушла. Душа в пятки ушла. This means that someone is so frightened that their soul escaped to the bottom of their feet. Душа в пятки ушла. Душа в пятки ушла. Душа. Use this word carefully. And be sure to pay attention when you hear it. And don't confuse it with another word sounding very similar, душ, which means shower. Let's practice this word in the next conversation.
Привет, что нового?
У меня на душе неспокойно.
Что случилось?
Мужа в командировку отправили, в Ирак.
Не переживай, все будет хорошо.
Надеюсь.